John the Baptist about the ministry of Jesus Christ. And remember, last week we saw all the great things, or some of the great things that God has done for us through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that we become children of God, that we're born again. And then we see here in verse 14, the Bible says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of Him and cried, saying, This was He of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him." So tonight's message, grace and truth. Let's pray. Lord, use Your Word tonight to teach and grow us. We thank You for this privilege and pray that You'd meet with us. We love You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So as He tells us here that they had an opportunity, those who saw Christ in the flesh, to see Him in His glory, especially the disciples that were allowed to be there on the Mount of Transfiguration. They were given even a glimpse of the glory of Jesus Christ when He was shined white before them. But as we see here, He is the glory of God because He is God, as we've already seen. Verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." So Jesus Christ is God. And John tells us here in verse 15 that He came to bear witness of Christ. And we studied John 2 weeks ago. And as he said, he came, he's preferred before me, but he also was before me. In other words, even though John started his ministry first and actually even was born 6 months earlier than Jesus, Jesus always has been, as we were studying a few weeks ago, that he has always been because he's God. In the beginning was the Word, right? Verse 1, "And the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Verse 16, "And of His fullness have all we received, and grace for grace." Jesus Christ is the God of grace. Amen. And He saves us through His grace. Most of us know Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. For by what? Grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. James 4, 6, one of our praises songs, "He giveth more grace." More than what? More than anything. He giveth more. And it's, if you go to Romans 5:17, the Bible tells us that it is a grace that is endless. And as James told us, more than anything else. So, yes, there's sin. Paul said where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. But notice here in Romans 5:17, the Bible says, "For if by one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ." Notice this says an abundance of grace. That's Jesus, an abundance of grace. And so then he makes a kind of a doctrinal statement for us here in verses 17 and 18. And let's look at those here in John 1. He says, "The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." So he's actually there telling us about the two dispensations that he and Jesus Christ bridged. They bridged between the dispensation of law and the dispensation of grace, which is the dispensation that we are privileged to live in. Trust me, it's the best choice. You wouldn't want to have been born in the law, and you definitely wouldn't want to be born during the tribulation period, or even the kingdom for that matter. You might say, "Oh, the kingdom's wonderful." Yeah, but at the end, most people rebel. But notice Romans 3:19, if you would, and we'll be reminded that the law was given by the Lord through Moses, as John said here. Romans 3:19, "Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, There shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. We're told in Galatians that the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. So the law wasn't given to save us. It was given to show us that we're lost and that we can't be saved without God's help. So the law, as he tells us here, was given by Moses. But then verse 17 of our passage, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So the law was the fifth dispensation. When you go through the scriptures, a dispensation is just a word that God uses to describe a time period where God's dealings with man had different rules, if you will. And so the first one was obvious, and that was the innocence, which didn't last very long. And then came the time of what we call the conscience, which is until the flood, because there was no written law, and there weren't even guidelines at that point, other than to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and not kill one another. Then came human government after the flood, where God did give some instructions to man and started over with Moses and his family. And that, of course, lasted until Abraham. And in Genesis 12, where God then said, I'm going to choose a new people. And they're going to be Abraham's descendants and they're going to be Jews. And I'm going to bless them, which bless them. And I'm going to curse those which curse them. The great promises of Genesis 12. And that time, the time we call of promise, lasted up until Moses. And of course, then came the law. Completely turnover and change in things when God actually wrote down the law through Moses, as we see here. And that time lasted up until the time of Jesus Christ. So the world was still under that dispensation when Christ came. And that's why he says here the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So now we live in what's called the age of grace. Let's look at a couple of verses on this. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. And we'll see that this is the time of grace. And God makes it obvious because notice here in Acts 20, 24, none of these things move me, neither count on my life dear to myself, so that I might finish my course with joy in the ministry which I received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. So our gospel is even referred to as the gospel of the grace of God. And so when we share the gospel, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, that is the gospel of the grace of God. We can be saved by grace through faith. And we are in that age that Jesus brought in through Calvary, the age of grace. Now, if you go to Ephesians chapter 2, we'll see where God again describes this age in which we find ourselves. Ephesians 2:7 says that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. So it's said that God promised that in the ages to come, he would show the exceeding riches of his grace. And that age is now. He promised. And so go to chapter 3 of Ephesians. And Paul here, notice what he tells us. Verse 2. If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you word. So if we were to study this chapter, which we did a couple of years ago on a Wednesday night, what we find is that God introduced this dispensation and the guidelines or rules of this dispensation through the Apostle Paul, because it was a complete mystery to the Old Testament prophets. Because what God does everything amazingly, and when Jesus came, God had it set up to go either way. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. If Israel would have repented and accepted Jesus Christ as their Messiah, the kingdom was available and the king was available. But they rejected him. Christ went to Calvary, died, rose again, and started something new called the church or the body of Christ or the dispensation of grace. as Paul explains in many passages, this passage and also in Romans, it was a mystery up until God revealed it through him, that there would be this dispensation where Jews and Gentiles would be one body called the body of Christ. And so Jesus Christ bridged that gap, that Moses gave us the law, that age lasted until Jesus, and through him came grace, the dispensation of grace, the sixth dispensation, and truth. So the seventh dispensation, most people would say is the tribulation, but I actually think the tribulation is more of an extension of the dispensation of law, and that the kingdom is the seventh dispensation, because it is a time of rest for the earth. So it's the Sabbath dispensation. But if you look at the guidelines and rules of the tribulation period, you'll see that they line up with the time of law. It doesn't matter. If you want to call that seven and call the kingdom eight, it doesn't matter. But those are the next two. The next one, we don't have to be here for, praise God. We'll be gone. We'll be up there. The one after that, we do get to be here with Jesus Christ, as we saw in Revelation 20 recently, when he returns and sets up his kingdom. So grace and truth. So when Jesus came, he came not only to bring us the age of grace and his grace and salvation through grace, he also came to bring us truth. And Jesus, what did he say in John 14, 6? I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus didn't just come to bring us truth. Jesus is truth. He is truth. He is the embodiment of truth. Look at Revelation 3, 7, and we'll see this as well, that Jesus Christ is the true one. Revelation 3, 7. And so we hold in our hands the truth, the Word. And the Word is Jesus. Notice Revelation 3, 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. And then look at Revelation 19:11. We looked at this recently on a Sunday morning, where we see Jesus Christ coming back from heaven on a white horse, and the saints in heaven, pardon me, coming back with him. And that's us, of course. Notice 11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and what? True. That's Jesus. So the law was given by Moses, and grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. I'm basically done. So verse 18, and we'll finish John chapter 1. And we'll be talking more about this later, but notice it says, no man has seen God at any time. Now that is a verse that the Jehovah's Witness like to use at your door to try to tell you that there's no way Jesus could be to Jehovah. So what's your answer when they say that? Let's go to Exodus 33 and see if we can get some enlightenment. Jesus Christ was God in the flesh. But while he was on earth, he limited himself to a human body. And man, though man was interacting with God in the flesh, Jesus Christ was not in the full essence of Almighty God, Jehovah, the creator of the universe during that time. If he would have been, then everybody around him would have died. Just been zapped out of existence. Notice Exodus 33:20. This is God speaking to Moses. He says, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and what? Live. So in our human form, we could not be in God's presence and live. Now once we have our new bodies and we're redeemed and so forth in heaven, that'll be different. But on earth, we can't see God and live. And remember, so what did God do? He put Moses in the cave and passed over and put his hand over the cave mouth and so forth. So Jesus Christ gave the disciples, three of the disciples, a glimpse up on the Mount of Transfiguration. Remember when he became white as snow? And it shined as bright as the sun, the Bible says. They got a glimpse. But still, they weren't standing before the throne of Almighty God in heaven in all of his power and essence. They couldn't. And so that is our explanation of verse 18. That no man as in our human form now, in our sinful form, there's no way that we could see God in all of his power and essence and live. But for those 33 years, Jesus Christ was God, but he was God in human form. And that is how we understand that. But Jesus Christ, as we saw in verse 14, the Word was made flesh. So we already know he's God, because we see that from verse 1. God, the Word, was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. And the Bible says, the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah for that. Because if it wasn't for the grace of God, we couldn't be saved. And praise God, he came to bring us this too. Think where we'd be if we didn't have the New Testament. Think what it was like to not have the New Testament. Well, we do. And you can't have a testament without the death of a testator, as it is explained in Hebrews. And so Jesus Christ died to seal the New Testament for us and came to give us the New Testament. Hallelujah for that. So the law came by Moses. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Let's pray.